Welcome back to Kiaran Anchor, Kiaran Nation, Sex Culture 2045, This Future of Sexual Attitude. Now, thank you for being so patient with me. My mom's out of danger, and although we lost my god sister, I'm happy to be back. Thank you. And here's part two of Victoria Schneider, with little breaks from some of the little impromptus I do for Cooking with Cleavage. Let me know what you think of that. You can also see this visually on KiaraNation.com. So we'll continue our interview next week with Victoria Schneider, who is a healthcare activist and former sex worker who sued the city and the county of San Francisco for violating her constitutional rights when she was strip searched when she asked to be moved to the women's jail, and so they violated her constitutional rights by disrobing her, and she sued and got $750,000 for her constitutional rights being violated. On with the show.
Oh! And I got arrested for under the influence, but I was released.
What were you under the influence of?
Cocaine.
Oh, okay. So how could they tell with that? I can understand with alcohol.
I had to pee in the cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because with alcohol, you're like, yeah. But yeah, with coke, you can't tell, right? Unless you're like,
no, pee in the cup. Oh, it's dirty. Get out of here. You're going to court.
Oh.
No, but that's okay. We swallowed some of the coke. And
so your pee was strong.
That was from later when I pooped it out. It was wrapped in plastic.
Oh, okay. So the acids don't eat up the plastic?
No. We had a poop later. It was good.
Okay. I'm not gonna get into the how you got it out of there
once I got arrested, once the cops kicked the got in the place.
Uh huh.
I grabbed the stuff that was on the table there, popped it in, and swallowed it.
Okay.
That's the other stuff for him to get busted with.
Okay.
So, and then they released me.
Okay, and so the customer, was he arrested too, or he was cool?
Yeah, he got arrested for breaking and entering. I got arrested for under the influence, but I got released. He went to jail.
Aww.
That's what he get for breaking into the golf course. Stupid idiot.
Did he work there?
No.
Oh, he was just...
He broke in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
Just to have a little fun, huh?
Well, that was no fun when the cops knocking on the door.
Yeah, but you guys were having fun before that.
No, we weren't.
No?
No, he goes, we didn't have no time for that.
Oh, so it just happened immediately.
Oh, yeah, very quick.
Oh, okay. Break
so
it.
I got arrested for under the influence, but I had that record expunged. So when I went to court to sue the city, they didn't look at my record.
Okay.
Outside of this city. They just looked at what I got arrested for within the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So... So when you were growing up, did you grow up knowing your how you felt and what was your family accepting of it later on?
Yeah, my mom was wonderful. She was great. Okay. I had a good mom.
Yes.
Yeah. She was 87 when she passed away. But she came and visited me in Thailand when I was over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, Mom, come on over here. You got to see this country. You got to see it. And that was the last thing she did, but she got to see the chance to see it.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. I don't want her insurance money. Shit. How am I going to do with that when she's dead? I want her to have fun while she's alive.
Exactly, right?
After she did, Mom, let's have a good time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Moms are great. Yeah.
Now, I started the nonprofit organization about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. I have a, what is it called, a section something C?
Oh, 501C. I have one too.
Let's see, yeah. I paid $300 when I started it, but I haven't done nothing with it.
Okay, well, so what is your nonprofit for?
I'm homeless.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah,
and we got a lot of that now.
Providing homeless people with education. Because when I was homeless, I was going to school at the same time.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah, because I was getting money.
Mm.
And so while you're homeless, if you're getting an income coming in, then you can get off the street. That was my key, to get indoors, to get some money in my hands.
Okay.
And we still got money in my hands. We got lots of money. We're a rich bitch.
Beautiful.
I save my money. I don't spend my money.
Good.
I save. In fact, I just got off of the phone today with the housing authority.
Mm-hmm.
My rent is $356 a month.
That's great.
For a four-room apartment. I'm overpaying. I've been overpaying for the past 6 months. So, I got $242 coming back to me. That's my little savings.
Good.
We'll get that money back.
Good.
Yeah, but I had the paperwork. I went to the credit union and got the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fight with these people. Here's the paperwork. I paid you too much money. Now give me a check.
Okay.
They're going to say no? Uh-uh. They will have a check. Oh, okay. Shopping! Yay! Oh, yeah, I'm shopping. That's good therapy. If you're retired like me, that's when you end up doing shopping.
Yeah, I've heard. No, that is good therapy. I heard of that. Yeah, what is it called? It's called something.
Retail therapy.
Retail therapy, right?
There you go.
And then there's cooking therapy, and then there's cleaning therapy. Yeah.
Oh, we have the whole diagnosis.
I do cooking therapy.
I do it too.
It's fun, right? And then I go outside and feed everyone.
Now I got a kitchen. I can do it. I can feed myself better.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
what's your favorite food?
Oh, I eat nothing but plant-based food.
What?
Plant-based.
Plant-based.
No meat.
No meat. Okay.
No meat, no dairy, just veggies.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look healthy.
Well, I mean, you know, I just had surgery in August.
What?
I had a problem with one of my left breast.
Okay.
So they did it over here in San Francisco General.
Okay.
But they did it first time in 2018, and I got an infection.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I was going, oh, it was so bad, I almost died. I was like, oh, no. They had to take it out.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, shit.
That seems to be an issue with a lot of implants, no?
No, you know why? I was smoking cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Because a relative of mine, she had some kind of infection and she had to go, and she had them put in.
Yeah, but you gotta stop smoking cigarettes when you do surgery. They won't do surgery over here, no more. No. Mm-hmm. If you smoke cigarettes, forget it.
Why?
Because you're gonna get infected. If you smoke cigarettes,
okay.
It lowers your immune system.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
So we quit smoking, and then they just did it. We did it, and everything is fine now. Oh, yeah, we're so healthy now. Yeah! Oh, yeah. I don't want to be sick. I don't like it. Then I can't travel.
Right.
I still have a ticket I got to use. I have credit, $525 credit ticket. I'm going to use it in 2021, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, everybody gets the vaccine if you want it, so we can get out of here.
Right. So you're gonna take? Do you wanna take the vaccine?
No, I'm not. Oh, everybody else is going to, so I can leave.
How does that work?
How does that work? It's called herd therapy. A herd. If you vaccinate the herd, enough of the herd, then you'll leave the rest of them alone. Hope that they go away and leave them, you know. I'm not very good at herd vaccinating. I don't like that. I've been watching them do it here. They've been doing it here in the Mission District in San Francisco. People have been lining up in the street, and they've been giving them vaccines for flu vaccines.
Okay.
Herd therapy.
Right.
No.
That's why, you know, I love you.
No, we don't do that. We don't do herd. I think so. I'm just an independent like that.
That's wonderful. That's great. That's what makes you you, and that's what, you know, you said something earlier that you're nothing special, blah, 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 blah. But yes, you are. That's what makes you special. You don't have herd mentality. You have your own mind. You think for yourself. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, but see, that angers sometimes people because they can't do it, and they see me doing it. And then we get into trouble that way.
Yeah, well, that's too
bad. Yeah, when I was in the shelter, because I was staying in the shelter, and as soon as the staff found out I was going to go to school,
mm-hmm.
they said to me, oh, what, do you think you're special or something? That you can just come and go anytime you feel like it?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them and I'm like, yes, I do. Don't you think you're special? I think you're special. Oh, they didn't like that.
Right.
Told me to get out. And I left.
Oh.
That was fine with me. I didn't want to stay there anyways.
Right.
But I got accused of using the N-word one time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to do outreach on the street,
mm-hmm.
we never looked at anybody because of their color.
Thank you.
And when I grew up, we never looked at anybody because of their color. We just knew that they had a job to do and they did it their way.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They were shining shoes in New York in the Grand Central Station in New York, and they did a good job shining shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they got tipped.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Some people thought that was mediocre tip. That was mediocre work, but that was work. You know,
work is work. Work is work. Work is work.
It is, you know, and you know, you do it with pride.
Exactly.
If you don't, then find something you do like to do.
Thank you. I love you for that. Yes, thank you. Stop sitting up there bitching about the work you do if that's not what you want to do, and then put it out that it's horrible and this. If you don't like what you're doing, stop. Go do something else. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
When I came back 4 years ago, I co-founded a clinic here called the St. James Infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place?
I've been to that place.
Oh. Well, then, when I got here, it changed a lot over the years. When I first started it when I was one of the first starters of it, back in 1997,
mm-hmm.
We had a different attitude.
Mm-hmm.
When a person came in the door, they got our attention.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, and that didn't happen when I was at the clinic one time, and they told me that would be 86, that I shouldn't come back there anymore.
Why?
Because I told them they weren't doing their job.
Aww.
Aww, that's too bad, but I don't care.
I know. No, I mean, but you're one of the you're one of the founders. I don't think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, but that was fine, because my picture will always be there with the founder, Margot St. James.
Right.
Because she was the one I were working for when we started that thing.
Okay, well, God bless both of you.
So anybody who's still running it, they're doing a pretty good job. And if they're not, I do give them a call and let them know that somebody else is. They have problems with their management issues. Everybody wants to run the world. They can't. You know, everyone got a job to do. Do your job, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody sit down at a table and think about what you want to do with the organization.
Right. Yes.
But everybody thinks they got to be a leader. But all you got to do is be an example. That's all. You sit at the table and you be yourself. And nobody needs to lead. But I remember the last person that was working at the clinic there, she claimed she was a leader and she quit. But then when she did quit, she was talking shit about the organization she just got done working with.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? Why would you talk bad about the organization you just got done working with, saying that it wasn't any good? Why weren't you there making it better?
Right.
Instead of going on to another job to get another paycheck.
Okay.
See, some people want a paycheck and don't do nothing for it. I never got a paycheck working with that organization. In fact, my job wasn't getting a paycheck. I already had money. So we didn't worry about giving money to it. But everyone gets a job like that, and they don't realize they have a commitment to do in the community. Besides the paycheck, everybody's got to have a place to live or some place to pay rent, but you got to do a job, too.
And you know, sometimes I think people don't know how. It's like, you know, I've told other people, I think it's because sometimes we get indoctrinated, so, and some people are more susceptible to that and can't think outside the box. You know?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's something you're living in a box.
You wouldn't know.
Sometimes, my friends from Thailand they must be waking up over there.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a time difference.
Mm-hmm. Like 12 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's telling me good morning, but it's not good morning here.
It's good afternoon, right? Almost
yeah,
evening.
Yeah, now, so that is 12 hours different.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Did you want to go ahead and talk to
them? No, we're not going to talk. I know just text her back.
Okay, cool.
It's just chat.
Huh?
You got a nice place.
Oh, okay. I designed it.
Is it affordable housing or what is it?
No, it's me. It's all, I have to pay it all.
All?
Yeah.
You know what your rent in this place is? $2.9.
Okay, just rub it in my face.
No, I'm just saying, the rent is in this place. And they wanted to raise it. And they sent me a notice they want to raise it $70. And I was like, why are you sending me this? Send it to the housing authority. They pay the rent. Don't send no rent raising to me. I don't want to see this crap. I know I pay 1/3 of my income. That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, because you know how to work it, don't you?
Well, I worked in the social system, so when I came back, it didn't take long to catch back on again.
Yeah.
Because I already did social work before, mm-hmm. for 4 years here. So I was getting people. I didn't get people housing. I got them other things that they needed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, working as a social worker, that's what you do. You get what people need. They didn't need housing. They needed other things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got it for them. That's
cool. Yeah, so we get what they need. You know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
But see, it was nice traveling to places like Australia. Because I'll tell you, it was nice to to end my career and not do something illegal. And have, I make a whole lot of money. I made $1,000 in one night there.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's, but it's, oh wow, okay.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't illegal. But
okay.
I didn't have a working visa either, so the cops did give me one time there. But they just said, you know, you're supposed to have a working visa. I didn't have one. That didn't bother me. You know, they're not hardcore like this place over here, such as jail here. Why are they going to do that? Then they got to feed you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Some nasty food at that.
Well, if you do get any food, if you're lucky, here. I never ate any prison jail food. I just spent the night there.
I tasted it. The bread tasted like, ew. It tasted like it was going old, like it was gonna, it's about to rot. You know that rotten taste? I remember that. And then I was like,
I got somebody eating toothpaste in jail.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, take it back. That's when I got arrested for being naked, protesting naked.
What the hell were you doing naked? You know that's against the law.
Because
you want to walk around with a whole gun.
Because sometimes it's hot.
Yeah.
No, sometimes it's just nice.
It ain't never hot in San Francisco. It's never hot in San Francisco.
Yeah,
but you know, I used to always, when I stood on the street corner, I always had a banana.
Uh huh.
Or a lollipop.
Uh huh. Ooh, you just making you were making naughty suggestions, weren't you?
You spend all your money. You put $300. That's it. $300, I'm gonna smoke it up, and that's it. Party's over, time to go to sleep and recover.
Okay.
No, I'm not a crackhead, but if things get me to the point that it did like that when I was living there, I'll go for it. But I do it in a way I can control it.
Okay.
And no, I'm not gonna spend all my money on that stuff and then be back out on the street shit. But things just got to the point where it's like, okay, that's it. Get it done and be done with it. And that's it, you know? And we're over it.
Yeah, mind over matter, right?
And then I moved to 8th Street there over on 8th and Mission.
Mm-hmm.
That was not so bad. It was a better place. Much cleaner,
mm-hmm.
but still a bunch of crackheads in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get along with the tenants at all. Because I was going to school.
Yeah.
And I can't be waking up in the middle of the damn night hearing some fire alarm going, wah, 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 wah. No. I gotta sleep. I don't wanna hear no fire alarm going off because somebody's smoking crack in the hallway, down the hallway. Oh, no. And then nobody goes outside with the fire alarm. What?
Because they know why it's going off.
They don't be doing it. And I was like, I did a year of that. And I was like, that's it, enough. We won the lottery and I got a nice apartment. So that's how it worked. 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, the lottery for apartments. Okay, I was just thinking, my God, she has such great luck. And then I'm just like, okay, wait, no, a lottery for apartment, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's called Mayor's Office of Housing, and you play it on the computer.
Okay.
And you apply for it, and then they have a lottery number.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I won two places.
Look,
but the first place didn't have a bathtub, and they were smoking cigarettes outside, so I said, no, I don't want that one. But I looked at this one, and I was like, mm-hmm, we like this one. Okay. I believe.
It is working out beautifully.
Oh, sure. 1 year I've been in here. Just before the pandemic.
Good. Yeah.
Now they got my own place, so I don't have to worry about them over there.
Right.
Because there wasn't good ventilation in the building at all, so
yeah.
They like it.
Yeah, well, with the pandemic, maybe you don't want good ventilation, right?
Or do you?
What do you want? I got a window here open. I got windows open in my apartment here. I like it. I like good ventilation. Okay. And I like heat. Okay. I like nice and warm in here. It's about 80 degrees in here.
Really? It's about 70 in here right now. I'm looking at the thermometer. It says 70.
I got a heater sitting right next to me here.
Nice and warm, right? You pay for electricity?
Uh-huh. I don't pay for utilities, no.
Oh, I do. That's why I'm keeping it low. Yeah.
No, see, utilities are included with that $356.
Wow. You lucky.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. And that's wonderful.
My income isn't that much. I only make $1,400 a month.
Okay.
So that's not a lot of money in San Francisco.
Right.
And I can spend $100 in one day. Ben Franklin's gone. Quick.
Right. That's true.
Ben is out the door and we got groceries.
That's true.
So, you know, I spend a lot of money real fast.
Right.
It looks like shopping.
Okay, let's go to retail therapy.
Yeah, I go to Daiso. I like Daiso. I go to Japan now.
Daiso is nice. I like Daiso too.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they give, we get a lot of stuff from there.
Look at that. We just gave Daiso some free advertisement. Okay, well, I don't know what you're going to do with the rest of your day. I'm going to...
shopping.
Oh, you're going to go shopping. Wonderful. So, when this pandemic is up, I go to San Francisco a lot. Shall I message you and let you know? Maybe we can have some coffee or something?
No worries. Sure.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
No, I totally like you. What sign are you?
Huh?
What sign are you?
You're Virgo.
You're Virgo. Okay, wonderful. I'm Aquarius.
Yeah, my friend is, that's in January, right?
I'm in February
8th. February 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend from Japan is the 31st of January.
Yeah, Aquarius. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, we have good friends around the world.
Yes.
Australia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's nice to have friends around the world.
Are you planning to travel a little more?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
At least. And sure.
Okay.
I have to. I was like, I mean, I'm stuck here. Look, I like San Francisco, but I'm bored as shit here.
Yeah. Right, and yeah, and it's a little stuffy. I think, it's a little.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's not very friendly.
Well, it is only if you know people.
Right, if you know people, it's friendly. Otherwise, it's not. Everybody's like on their own.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
I'm a trashy. A bit of a trashy city, and you know, they think they're gonna bring the law in and they're gonna get rid of all these drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get rid of the drug dealers if you got people with habits.
Right.
As long as you got people, the customers, you're gonna have the business.
Right.
And if you're gonna get rid of it, you're gonna do the wrong thing by driving it underground.
Yes.
And
just
once you do that, people get hurt.
Yes.
And that's not good.
Yeah, we need to just legalize everything and educate ourselves, probably.
Yeah, they did it up in Oregon. They legalized anything that you carry.
Good. And you got education with it. And yeah, I've heard some stuff about it. I'm still going to do a little more research. It's just I'm backed up on stuff to do.
Yeah. I mean, but they did pass something up there about you can carry whatever you've got on you belongs to you, and they can't take it away from you. Which is good. They should. Because then, once you do that, then you can tax it like you did the cannabis already. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive as hell to get a joint. $10? It's like $10 rock. But I'd rather have this than a rock.
Right? Right?
I mean, that's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at things.
Yeah.
And this than that.
I can't go near a rock.
But see, that's how you substitute things.
Oh, no, no, because I get just, it's like, after they did that with my kid and everything, I went crazy, like I told you. And I started trying crack, and the first few times it was cool, like the first couple of months or whatever. And then every time I hit it, I would hear helicopters, and they'd be outside, and they'd be knocking on the door. There'd be nobody outside, but I swear to God, it was the most scariest shit of my life. That's why, you know, I'm like repelled by it. I'm just like, no, thank you.
Is that because, you see, people do that. They don't know when to stop, and you keep doing it, and then your endorphins start to fry them. You fry your endorphins. You don't get high anymore. You're just delusional. You hear sounds that really isn't there. You see things that aren't really there. Because you see people on the street, they're picking the street, and I'm like, no, never mind. I already got it. And because they're picking for something that I already got.
Right! Isn't that the truth, though? Or inside, when you're indoors, they're all on the floor.
Walmart, everywhere, picking cotton. I'm like, what the hell are you picking?
I was hiding in the closet, so I didn't see all
that. You never pick. I never pick. I would go to sleep. I would get high to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, and then I'd do the heroin.
Oh.
And that's how I did it.
Okay.
And I didn't have it, but I liked using drugs.
Okay.
So I didn't get addicted. I wasn't addicted, but because I skipped days.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to take care of shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take care of shit, then you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to take care of. I was working at the same time.
That's what I was talking about. A functional person. I was. Yeah, I'm in function. I have to be completely sober because I cannot function on anything because I just can't. I have to be sober.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I knew I was high. They're like, "You're high again." Okay. All right, and we knew what to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. That's how I got the job. They asked me when I went to work for UCSF, they asked me two questions. Have you ever been arrested? Yes. Do you use drugs? Mm-hmm. You're hired. That's how I got the job. Why? Because I was working with drug users.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could share my story with
mm-hmm.
them,
mm-hmm.
and they could share, trust me, with their story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Done that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it again.
Okay.
Everybody knows that, you know? Everybody knows they can. Because I see old people, I see seniors on the street buying crack. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, maybe they waited. Some people, I know a couple of people who never used anything, and they waited till they got retired, and now they're like using everything in the book.
Yeah, but they're old now, and then they can't take care of themselves, and they end up in these places that people don't take care of them. That's why we got this pandemic. Filth. We got filth everywhere. And that's what we got to clean up. We got people using the streets for toilets. You don't go to Japan and you don't see people dumping in the streets. They don't do that over there. The behavior here is beyond sanitary. No, you can't live on the streets sanitarily. You can't. You just can't. You got to bathe yourself. You got to use the bathroom. They don't do it here. So now they're finally doing it, but look at where they took to do it.
Yeah.
How many people already died?
I know.
A lot of people already.
Well, I mean, their deaths weren't in vain. That's what matters, you know?
Yeah, but I look at over 300,000 people died already. You know how many people died from HIV since 1981? 770,000 people worth, almost halfway through, in 9 months. 9 months! Oh, that's not right.
No,
that's just wrong. That's just totally wrong. And I mean, you know, every day I hear the radio, I listen, I don't have a TV. TV. I have DVD. I'm not even a computer, but I don't want to watch TV. Then I gotta pay for it. I'm cheap. Hey, this is an Obama phone.
Oh, wow.
We don't pay for a phone either.
Oh, wow.
$10 a month for my internet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with AT&T. So, I don't spend a lot of money.
I know. I tried to get my mom on it, but they wouldn't take her. Because they said that they didn't have the service where she was in Walnut Creek, and the apartment building itself had a the copper was owned by Comcast, so we couldn't get AT&T nothing. Because we had to go to Comcast or nothing at all because they own the copper or something. So
what about if home? You have a phone service through AT&T and you can have computer service through AT&T if you have a phone.
Okay, well she moved. She moved out of that place, so it's all good.
Yeah,
I didn't like that place anyway, so.
Yeah. Moved. You know, it's always good to be happy and move someplace else.
Right? Change is good.
Good. But now I think I'm going to stick around here for a little while, see what happens.
Okay.
Because it's a lot better than I've ever been in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close to where I was, but the month before when I first got here,
mm-hmm.
I had a nice apartment for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mission is the best place.
Okay.
You can get down here and buy avocados two for a dollar.
Right.
I love avocados, so yeah.
You guys are so close to the port, right?
No, the Mission District here.
No, but I'm saying is you get your vegetables and stuff cheap over there because you're closer to the port, no?
No, I go to the Civic Center. For Farmer's Market on Sundays and Wednesdays. We have a farmer's market.
And you get avocados at a farmer's market too for
all? No, we here at Mission.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah, cheap. Traders too. Trader Joe. Mariko.
Yes.
She's fun.
She's
here. She came to visit me in Japan when I was in jail.
Yes.
Mariko did.
I know. I read about it.
Carolee was the same way. But see, they didn't know why I did that. Nobody knew what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Why I did it. Because when I went to Japan and I got off the plane, my luggage was still in China.
Oh.
So when I stood there in front of the immigration guy, and he showed me a picture. You have this? And it was a picture of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I knew right then and there I had to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he knew I would stay there at least a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So I could save some money. And I knew that I was going to get deported to come back here.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew this. I know the laws in other countries.
Before you got there.
And so we were careful about that. But nobody back here knew what I was doing over there. And it was hilarious because when Mariko came there to visit me, she was like, I can't believe you're in prison. And she's like, it stinks in here. And I'm like... I said to her, I was like, well, yeah, it's prison. And that's because you smell the men from upstairs, because that's the men's floor upstairs, and it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
But I was over on the other side where the immigration was,
mm-hmm.
so it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't smell nothing over there, but we could hear the boys upstairs fighting sometimes. Now, boys are.
Yes.
Boys. Boys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who's going to bend over to pick up the soap?
They're going to have fun with that. I dropped the soap!
You made me pick that up?
Uh-huh. Oops, I dropped the soap! Oh. Okay, well, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, stay in touch.
I am.
And, you have your email, right?
I have your email, yes, and you have mine. Okay,
yeah,
and I'm going to go ahead and put this together, and then I'll send it to your email, and you tell me what, if you think, and if you want me to air it, okay?
We don't care. I don't care.
Okay, well, that's how I do things.
I used to be. I'm not as glamorous as I used to be, but I'm getting old.
Because I'm cooking with cleavage.
You're not cooking with cleavage. Your cleavage is covered.
I'm giving you half. I'm giving you a little half. I'm giving you a little crop top.
Here's your egg.
Giving you a little crop action. I'm giving you a little 1999.
It's a recording.
Yes.
Alright, we went down on our bowls.
You went down on your bowls?
We're going down on our bowls.
Can you level it?
Oops.
Midwifing with midriff.
Yeah.
Okay, and remember, use the hammer. I was using it on the coconut that I was eating.
Wait, Mama.
What?
You gotta.
I'm trying to call Metro PCS.
Yeah, wait. Record the egg cracking.
Oh my god, I got a big fucking raw egg in my mouth.
Well, it was supposed to cook.
Well, we'll just put it right back.
We'll just
in.
Put it in the microwave.
Okay.
So then we'll microwave it. Oh. So we can see what it looks like all done. It should cook, but it's not boiling anymore.
Oops. So you went to school and you fucking went to university for this. Go do it, dude.
Mom, I'm trying to be the co-host.
You're trying to be the star of the show. Look.
Dos huevos and sopa.
Dos huevos and sopa!
What is that?
It's cheese.
Ew, why are you putting cheese in Asian soup?
It'll be fine. I'm westernizing it.
Oh, God.
That's and Mexican cheese.
And
okay.
He was giving me crap for putting coconut in
here,
it.
Here, let's put this in the microwave. Cook it for like a minute, and that'll cook the egg.
This honky ass put cheese in.
Whatever. Cheese is gonna.
Hey, there'll be no racism in here.
Right?
Not if you put egg in it.
No,
just
we
just
put egg in the bowl.
Yeah, he's not thinking about me, thank you.
I am.
He's just thinking about 611 and what he can do. I asked him to get me this thing for my new guest that I'm going to be hosting.
I am going to question.
And then he can't even do that. But can he say, Mom, bring the camera over here? Do I get up like a stinking mother and get up and just do stuff for you?
Give a spoon.
I'll never be appreciated. Ever.
One day. This is not on video.
Yeah, imagine if I really cry like that, I'm just shut the fuck up. You get
it. You didn't put this in it good, so there's not extra GMOs or.
What's all that shit in there?
We already told you.
What's that stuff, that thing right there?
There's cucumber.
There's zucchini.
Oh, okay.
Cucumber, celery.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's some dumplings for you. Would you like some tea as well?
Cooking with cleavage. Yeah, cooking with cleavage.
That's it for this little segment, and hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week with another episode of Kiara Nation, Sex Culture 2045, The Future of Sexual Attitude Now. Thank you. Well, I think I said that a little backwards, but it doesn't matter. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
What you doing, boy?
I'm making a cake for my homeless friend.
Kiara Nation Studios.